William Morrow and Harper Audio present Edenville, a novel by Sam Rebeline. Performed by Charlie Thurston. A note before we begin. To view a map from the book, don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider. For all the amazing English teachers I've ever had. Dan Jones, Sue Parisi, a true angel, Ms. Rosine, Mr. Tell, Tracy, Kevin Lang, Christine Jackson, Darcy Soe, Dan the Man Pitt, Eric Burgers, Paul Russell, Gene Kane, Mark Amodio, who taught me to be tethered, David Means, Don Foster, David Tully, Tyrone Simpson, Wendy Graham, Michael, Sherry, John, who embraced Renfield in its earliest form, and of course, a real hero, Dara Frickin' Cloud. Thank you all for helping me get here. None of you were monsters. Affirmations help achieve a sense of safety and hope. I am a channel for God's creativity, and my work comes to good. Julia Cameron, The Artist's Way. You can't trust anybody in a goddamn school. Holden Caulfield, in J.D. Salinger's The Catcher in the Rye. Overture. The Gummer Folk. He dreamt of an attic. Of course, it wasn't a dream, per se. But Cam didn't know that at the time. The attic had a sharp, peaked roof, as if Cam were inside a perfectly triangular wooden prism. The point at the center of the ceiling ran from the stairs at one wall all the way to the small square window in the other. He wondered what the outside of the house looked like, if the roof was so sharp you could cut yourself along its edge. The wood of the attic was unfinished, unsanded, splinterous, and rough. Nail ends jutted out all over. The room itself looked like a torture device. In its center was a faded pink sofa with wooden legs carved into human feet. The rest of the attic was bare. Cam sat on the sofa's middle cushion. He couldn't move, couldn't blink. Across from him, about a foot off the floor, something was etched into the sloped wood of the wall. He managed to squint and saw it was a man, or man-like, minimalist, in thick, cakey yellow chalk. Two lines for legs, one down-swooping curve for each arm, and a ragged mass of spiked hair for the head. Someone had taken the chalk and scribbled it in an angry circle several times, digging in until the chalk cracked and caked in odd patterns. In the middle of this hair were two thick, slanted lines, deep, gouged hard into the wood. The eyes hurt to look at, like gazing into the sun. Cam struggled to open his mouth, to speak, and as he did, the figure on the wall opened with him. The yellow chalk lines blurred. Beads of red popped like sweat from pores. Dark crimson fluid began to drain from the figure's hair and eyes, to run across the floor in spidery tendrils, throbbing as they stretched in all directions. Fingers poked out between the boards of the attic wall. Dozens of black-clawed, gray-fleshed hands wrapped around the wood from the other side. Yellow eyes and puckered mouths, pressing up against the wall from within. Fingers yanking at the wood, trying to pull it apart, to pop loose all the boards upon which this figure was drawn. The Gummer Folk were coming through. "Don't," Cam managed to say, the word molassesing out of him. "Don't." But his voice was drowned by...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?